Blog Talk Radio.
Today is February 19th, 2011. I just finished my prayer and meditation this morning, and I gave God all the praise and the glory and honor. And in my meditation, I said something that I don't think I've ever said, because the power that went through my body was so intense when I said it. I said that I am one with me. Because I know I've been saying that I am made in the image of God, and that I am a co-creator with God, and that I am a vibration next to my great I am. I've been saying things like that, but I don't believe I've ever once said, I am one with me. The power that went through my body when I said that, I am one with me. I couldn't believe I am one with me. I'm a vibrational match to all I am, the greatness that I am, my geniusness, my brilliance. But never did I say I am one with me. Oh wow. It was a very awesome experience. It's always a very awesome experience when I'm in that vibration, when I'm praising God and talking to God and just being in that space. It's the best time of my life. It's the most beautiful, powerful time. Spending time with God and opening your heart to receive. That is a feeling that can't even be explained. It's just, no words can explain it. No words can give it justice. And the verse God gave me today, and I'm doing this step by step. Normally I would do it first, but I'm doing it as right now, live. God gave me Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Have mercy on us, Lord. Forgive us our ways. Forgive us. For we don't know, Lord. So much of us do not know, God, that we were brought here for special reasons. Most of us are still walking around thinking that this is life, and when we die, that's it. There's no more life. There are so many of us, Father, who have been misled and misguided. There's so much of us, Lord, living in fear, living in distrust, living in confusion. And Father, I know that we have sinned. And I know that you have sent masters here to teach us, to let us know that we are sinners and that we must come to God, that we must give our life to him, that we may shine our light, that we may remember who we are. And I know a lot of us, Lord, did not receive those words from those masters. And we killed those masters. We imprisoned those masters. We hated those masters. All of us have sinned. All of us have sinned when we come short of the glory. Because we are beautiful beings. We are beings of light. And we chose to live beings of darkness, beings of confusion. And God, I just thank you so much for your love, because your love is so great, Lord. It is so great that even though we stepped out of the light, God, you never stepped away from us to where you could not be reached at all. God, even though you weren't feeling your power, your presence wasn't as powerful in our lives while we were living in darkness. But God, there always remains a little spark of light within each and every one of us, Lord. Each and every one of us have a spark of light in us. And all it takes is for someone of light, someone who gives your words, who gives your love, who gives your power and your presence. All it takes is someone like that, Lord, to ignite that spark in people. And I know, God, that people are waking up now, Lord. Things have gone so in the opposite direction of what people want to go, of where they want to go, God, that they're searching now, Lord. They're searching now. And Father, have mercy on us, Father. Yes, we are all sinners. We have all come short of your glory, Lord. But have mercy on us, Father. Have mercy on each and every one of us. No matter how much darkness we have around us, there is that spark of light within us. Have mercy on us. And help us, Lord, who are walking in the light. Help us, Lord, whose desire is to please you and to bring your light and love to this planet. Help us, Father, to activate those lights within those little dims of light, Lord. Help us to activate them so that they can awaken, Father, within, and they can move out of the darkness into the light. Give us mercy and grace and guidance, Lord. Depart not from us, Father. Fill us, Lord, surround us in your protection and your grace, Lord. We are love. We are light. We just need to reawaken, Father. And help those of us who have awakened, Lord. Help those of us who are searching, Father, and who are finding this light, Lord. Help us to be a greater light for those who are in the darkness, Lord. Help us to help them to shine. Help us to help them to remember. You allowed us who awakened to remember. You showed your grace. You showed your mercy. All of your children. I call upon you, Father, to have mercy on us. To show us your love and your patience. Show us your kindness, Lord. Show us, Father, the way. Show us the way home to you, Lord. Show us the way home to ourselves, for we are great beings of light. We are great, magnificent beings of light who are here to bring a new planet. We are here to bring love and light for all, Lord. And I ask that you continue, Lord, to lead and guide those of us. Show us how to bring more light. Show us how to ignite the light within those in darkness. Help us, Father, to be a bright, bright, shining light wherever we go. It doesn't matter where we are, Lord. Help us to be the brightest light we can so we can send that light out into the world. Because I know, God, as we send the light and the love out into the world, that light would touch hearts of your people. It would touch their hearts and ignite the light that is within them, Lord. No matter how dim that light is, there is a light, Father, in your children. Because we are all light beings, Lord. Have mercy on us. Shower us in your grace. Shower us, Father, in your grace. Shower us, Father, in your grace. Find us worthy, Lord. Find us worthy, Lord. Shower us in your light and in your love. Protect us, Father. Protect us in the bosoms, Lord, of your arms. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. breaking our bones, Father. We are truly your children. We are truly your children. We are expressions of you, God. Awaken us, Father. Awaken us to our truth. God gave me another verse, Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I had gone into a second meditation. And this is the verse that came out of that meditation. And this is what I wrote after. I said a whole lot more, but I just wrote just a portion of some of the things I said. Thank you, Lord, for having mercy for your children. Thank you for your grace and your love. Thank you, Father, for touching us and filling us with your light, that we may activate the spark of light in each of your children. Thank you, Father, for giving us more light, that we may shine even more brightly, to send more light into the world. Forgive us, Father, for not remembering who we are. Forgive us, Lord, for not knowing that we are light beings. Thank you, Lord, for not abandoning us. Thank you for giving us another chance to remember. Thank you, Father, for your mercy. I have pleaded with God to spare his children, to not abandon his children, to give us another chance. I have, I called upon the Lord in the deepest depths of my heart to give us another chance, to fill us with even more of his light so that we can ignite the sparks in the people that are still asleep. I called upon the Lord to spare us, to spare his children, and I asked him for forgiveness. I asked for forgiveness for all his people, to give them another chance. He granted that chance. Wake up, people. Wake up. God loves you. He loves you so much. You just don't even know love until you feel the love of God. But how can you feel His love if your heart is closed? How can you feel His love? It is not outside of you. It is within you. Feel the love of God. Wake up to real, true love. You won't find it on the outside. Wake up to God's love. He loves us so much. He loves us more than you can ever even imagine. But He is a just God. He is a just God. Awaken, people. Awaken so that we can all experience His love in our lives. Awaken so that when we look at each other, all we see is the love of God. Awaken, people. It is bad. It is time to wake up and be who you are. It is time so that we can walk in our light and in our power of who we are. It is time to live in love and happiness and joy. It is time for all of us to be who we really are. We can make heaven on earth. All we have to do is wake up. That's all we have to do. Just wake up. Just let that spark within you shine. The brightest thing. That's all it takes. Life is simple. Life is so easy. But because we choose to walk in darkness, we make life such a puzzle. We make life confusing for most. All we have to do is go within and seek the light within us. Oh, let God touch your life. Let Him open and awaken your heart and expand it into your beingness. Let God touch that light, that spark of light that is within you, buried deep down within your soul. Let Him touch that light. Let us touch that light. And when it is touched, seek to brighten it more. Don't try to put it out. Seek to brighten it more so that you can step into your greatness, your geniusness, your I am. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord, for giving this woman your grace. I thank you for forgiving me so much. I thank you, Father, so much for hearing my prayers. And answer my prayers, Lord. I thank you so much, Father, for filling us with more of your light and love and expanding our hearts even wider. That way we may shine, that we may shine even more brightly. So those dim lights can brighten us even more and more and more and more. And thank you for your grace and mercy, Lord. I ask God to give me a message from Him, and this is what He gave me. You are forgiven, my child. You are forgiven. Thank you, Lord. Follow my ways. Speak my words. Live my life. You are my daughter. Have mercy and grace. Cover you all times. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. follow your heart. Fill your heart with my words. Fill your heart with my love. Fill your heart with my light. Walk in spirit. Walk in light. Walk in love. Walk in the power of God. Selah. Selah. You are my delight. Be at peace forevermore. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Kachita. Oh, my sake, I shall be that. Oh, Kachita, I shall not get out. Oh, Kachita. Oh, my child. Oh, my child. I'm still being rejected. So, my own.